everyone to Meditation for Moms broadcast from hearttransformations.com. I am Marie Georgopoulos, and I am so happy and grateful to be here today with all of you, sharing my knowledge and my wisdom about meditation and how it can assist you in transforming your life and also in embracing more of your authentic self. I call myself a divine messenger or an intuitive counselor. I'm also a healer, a spiritual mentor, and a speaker. And I use my intuitive gifts to tap into the divine wisdom of your higher self, of your angels, of your guides, and of course, into your divine wisdom. I help you actually to develop spiritually and to assist you in overcoming your core life struggles. This is truly my passion, and it's something that I have been involved in for many years now as a seeker of my own higher wisdom as well. And I do so look forward to assisting all of you in joining me in this time of transcending what is holding you back from having all that you desire in your life. Meditation, I feel, is key to coming back into alignment with who you truly are, not who you think you are, but who you were born to be. As with everything, of course, meditation is an evolving experience, and it's beneficial for everyone, whether you're a beginner or you're a practiced meditator. In my journey, of course, meditation has helped me to heal my heart and transcend my core issues in life. And some of those were around emotional issues that stem from sexual abuse, being born into a family of alcoholics, having chronic health issues that came from these emotional upheavals that were going on in my life. My mother also died when she was very young of cancer, and we were tousled back and forth in a family of divorce, living in poverty at some times and then in really good wealth. So I really had to move through my inner stuff. I had to move through it in order to heal myself and to reclaim my abundant health. And this has been a journey for me, a journey inward, and a journey into understanding the mind, body, and spirit connection, understanding how the world operates, understanding how this universe operates and how we get what we get in our life. And meditation was, of course, key to this. Meditation helped me to begin to open up to my spiritual flow, to my spiritual essence, to my heart, and to, of course, my higher wisdom. It also helped me to meet my guides and my higher self, and to open up to just the many, many dimensions of beings that exist out there. So later in the year, I will actually be talking about how to meditate to communicate with your spirit guides and your higher self as well. But if you're new to the show and you want to know more about me, there are several ways to do this. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time each show going back into, you know, my story and what led me down this path. So you can find out great information about me on my website at hearttransformations.com on the About pages. And also you can download the first show from my website or from my Mama's Kitchen radio page for April 7th. That was our first show. You can also email me at marieg@hearttransformations.com. And I'm very happy to share more about myself or to even guide you and how it can assist you in your journey, in your journey of awakening, in your journey of healing. So I have an open line of communication, and I'm always happy to assist people. You can also go to the Facebook community if you like to be on Facebook and like to be involved there. There's a group called Meditation for Moms that you can join. It is a private group. It's open to the public, of course, but you have to join. And as you send that request, I will include you in the group. And you can post your questions there anytime. Now, you can also individually message me through Facebook as well. So all the shows, of course, are designed to build upon one another and to move you through a transformational meditation journey, as well as helping to open you up to the benefits of meditation, to help overcome some of the struggles of meditation and how to breathe more effectively in your meditation. So go and check out those previous shows and feel free to go to my website to do that. On my website, there's a radio page. You can go there and download the shows. Or if you're familiar with From My Mama's Kitchen and how to just download the podcast there, just go there and find all the shows from April 7th on. And I really do appreciate everyone who shows up and downloads those podcasts, because I know that it's a way to really come into your home in your own time frame, and for you to be able to come back to the meditations in the time frame that's best for you. I know we all have busy schedules and we can't always be here live, but I do also so appreciate the live listeners. And we do open the lines at the end of the show to anyone who's willing to come on, who has questions not only about their meditation process or their spiritual practices, but also about anything that you're struggling with. And I will open up to your higher self, your spirit guides, my angels and guides as well, to assist you in any of those questions. And so the number to call if you have any questions is 347-327-9995, and then please dial a 1. Dialing the 1 will put you into the message queue. That way I know that you have a question. So feel free to call at the end of our meditation portion. Now, every show, it is my intention to also repeat the mission of this show. And I feel this is important because it builds momentum towards the creation of my vision for mothers. And my hope is that each of you will help to hold this vision or a vision of your own for yourself if you so wish to. And please share this show with other mothers that you know. I so appreciate that, and to spread the word. And it's going to take more than just me, of course, to get this out into community. So the mission and purpose of this show, of course, is to assist mothers in returning to what I call a state of well-being. It's that state of just knowing inside, of grace and ease. And we do this by tapping into the fertile resources of our spirits. I really feel that this vision is a time for women to return to their hearts, to an understanding of the depth of who they truly are, beyond the role that they chose as mother, but as a woman whose core essence is God, or infinite love, or divine intelligence, or goddess, whatever you choose to call it. So the world vision that I hold is a world filled with conscious mothers who are connected to their hearts, to their spirits, to their clear knowing, who give and receive love in equanimity, in a space of well-being that has a ripple effect into the heart of the home, into the heart of the community, and into the heart of the world. When we are more aware of ourselves as spirit, and when we share this space of love and well-being with others, it can only affect change around us. I know this to be truth in my very bones, as I've seen it in my world. I've seen things change in my own world as I allow my well-being, and I make that my number one priority in my day. So thank you for sharing in this vision with me, and for having one of your own as well, because it's so very important for us to have our own visions in life. For we create through our minds, we create our journey through how we think and feel about ourselves. We become what we think and feel about ourselves. And so I want us to really embrace as mothers that journey into the heart so that we can come to know ourselves more. And I've always believed that through knowing ourselves more, we heal ourselves. We reveal more of our authentic expression. And we express more of our power and our wisdom in the world. We become more of a magnet for what we desire by holding that consciousness of our own inner truth, which is different from other people's inner truth. We are unique snowflakes, and each of us has the ability to be, do, and have all that we desire. And as mothers, I feel it's so important to give from a space of feeling whole, to give from a space of well-being, so that we then attract that back to us in our home space. And also we become a model, you know, for our children. For our children to grow up in a space of caring for themselves, for loving themselves, for nurturing themselves, for knowing their own well-being. So today I want to talk a little bit about an aspect of ourselves that is called the people pleaser. And yesterday I was sitting and I was asking myself, you know, going into my wise space of my heart and asking my heart, what is it that mothers need to know? And this idea of the people pleaser popped into my mind. And this has been one of my issues to overcome in my life that has left me feeling depleted. People pleasing can have this sort of emotional payoff at the end of it. But for the most part, I feel that we people please, or at least from my vantage point, I was doing this people pleasing as a form of reaching for relief. It was a way for me to keep the peace and for me to really, let's say, allow others to have what they wanted in order for them to be happy so that then I could be happy. And that just made things a lot easier for me. But the thing is that some of the reasons for people pleasing come from a space of fear. They come from a space of not allowing my own well-being and my own needs to be met. I actually needed to feel secure that everything would be okay. You know, I didn't want to rock the boat because I didn't want to be harmed in any way. I was actually afraid to take time for myself because I felt like I always had to be on duty. And this is something that I also experienced in my other lifetimes. So it was a big thing for me to overcome in this lifetime, this feeling of having to be dutiful. Dutiful to the family, dutiful to religion, dutiful to my children, dutiful to my husband. And so I lacked that ability to really express my needs and my wants. I was really kind of on this autopilot of pleasing my father because he would go into raging fits sometimes. And of course, he was an alcoholic, so we had to tiptoe around things. And he was also, you know, somebody in my life who abused me sexually. And so I had to really learn to please people in order to kind of sidestep their emotions. And by doing that, I sidestepped my own. And believe me, this is not a bad thing to be a chronic people pleaser. It's just that it can build up these feelings of resentment, right? They can build up this sort of pattern. And we begin to feel more like this sort of doormat in ways, like we never have our own wants and we never have our own needs fulfilled. But there can also be this space of finding pleasure in pleasing others too. And that's a very different space of giving. That's a space where we feel, excuse me, complete in ourselves. We feel our receptacles, right? Our buckets are filled already. And so we feel good to give to other people. It's only a people-pleasing paradigm if it doesn't feel good to us to please others. And so we have to check in with our emotions when we're going forth in an action of giving. Does this feel good to me to give right now? I also feel like people-pleasers tend to stress out a lot because they are constantly on guard to fulfill the needs of others. And so that can leave them feeling like overwhelmed, that there's never enough time for themselves. So there are many aspects to this side of ourselves, or that, let's just say, there may need to be many things to release this chronic people-pleasing habit. But your soul knows what these things are, what this inner dimension of yourself really wants. One of these things that this part of ourselves may want is a sense of inner security, like I discussed above, and a sense of knowing, maybe even a sense of trust in oneself, or even the permission to please oneself first. Ultimately, of course, each person has their own inner paradigm to heal or bring awareness to and light to. So each person is different. But as I said, your soul knows what you desire, and therefore, as you're not separate from your soul, from your inner wisdom, so do you. You know this. So through meditation, you can access this wisdom. Today, we are going to do a meditation that will assist you in accessing this inner wisdom so that you can then actualize this in your life and become a more fulfilled being, a more fulfilled mother. And so this will be a simple meditation where you will meet the inner aspect of yourself that is your inner people pleaser. And during this meditation, you will simply pose a question to her that I will state during the meditation. Then you will wait for the reply. Don't worry if you don't get anything. That's why I am here. You can call in after the meditation. Or you can come on the Facebook group, as I stated before, which is Meditation for Moms, and enter your question in there, or email me directly at marieg@hearttransformations.com. Again, the number to call after the meditation is 347-327-9995, and then you're going to dial a 1. So I'm going to start the music now, and I'm going to ask that you all begin to sit comfortably. Let me just cue up this music. So as you're sitting comfortably, with your back straight and your feet on the floor, just begin to breathe in and out through your nose, taking long inhales and long exhales. You can put your palms facing up in your lap, or if you have a favorite mudra or hand position, you can use it now. And just put your focus on the sound of my breath, the sound of your breath, and just continue to breathe gently, listening to the music, the sound of my voice, and the sound of your breath, breathing in and breathing out. And breathing in and breathing out. And I'm going to ask you to repeat the following intention in your own mind silently. Beloved higher self, I ask that you assist me today in blending with my source self and in restoring my well-being by helping me to understand more about my inner people pleaser and how to be more fulfilled in my life at this time. And so just continue to breathe deeply, relaxing your body, starting with your toes and your feet. Just putting attention here on relaxing them. And relaxing your ankles, and then moving up to your calves and relaxing your calf muscles. And breathing in and breathing out. And relaxing your thighs and your knees. Just breathing in and out. And now your hips, just relaxing your hips, sinking into your chair and relaxing, breathing in through your nose and out through your nose, and just breathing now into your belly and relaxing your belly. Fully extending your belly on your inhale. And fully extend, inhaling and drawing your belly in on the exhale. And just relaxing your diaphragm area now. And relaxing your chest. and breathing deeply. In and out. Now we put our attention on our shoulders, where we carry so much stress. And we just relax them, moving them down from our ears, maybe even bringing light to this area in our mind. And just wiggling them if we need to, and just relaxing them. Going deeper into your breath, as breath brings oxygen to the body. And oxygen always calms and relaxes the body. And now we're just going to relax our arms, moving down our arms, all the way into our hands, our fingers, just letting them relax. And breathing deeply as we move now to our neck. And again, we hold so much stress here. So maybe just bending it a little bit, relaxing it. Letting the muscles just be like water. Very relaxed, drawing light there if you want to as well. And breathing in and out through your nose. And now we're going to relax our face muscles all around our ears. Breathing in and out and relaxing on each exhale even more. And relaxing our brow and our eye area. All the muscles around our eyes. Relaxing our scalp. Just breathing in and out through our nose. And just breathing. Now we're going to bring our attention to our heart space. And we're going to breathe in and out through our heart space, keeping our attention here while we breathe, knowing all is well. You can imagine a white light or a green light here. Green is the color of the heart chakra. And just inhale. And on the exhale, imagine you're expanding this light outward. Little by little, expanding the light until it just surrounds your entire body. And just breathing in and out. We're going to breathe in and out 10 times through our heart space. As I gently count the breaths, 1, breathing out, and 2, breathing in, breathing out, and 3, in, and breathing out, and 4, breathing in, and breathing out, and 5, breathing in, breathing out, and 6, breathing in, breathing out. And seven, breathing in. And breathing out. And eight, breathing in. And breathing out. And nine, breathing in. And breathing out. And ten, breathing in. And breathing out. Now take this time and call forth in your mind your inner aspect of self that is a people pleaser. And you can imagine her sitting in a chair before you. She may appear as light or as a mirror image of yourself. She may appear as a symbol of some sort. Whatever appears, be okay with it. If nothing appears, just imagine yourself sitting across from you. And keep breathing in and out through your heart. Now just take this time to ask this part of you what she truly wants in order to feel more fulfilled in relationship with others. Just breathe in and out, waiting for the reply. And I'm going to go silent for just a minute. All you will hear is my breathing. Just focus on your heart and just wait for the response. And don't worry if you don't receive anything. Just be with her and breathe. And just continue to breathe three more breaths. As you start to bring yourself back into the room. And if you need more time, take it. And just be there. And just wiggle your toes and your fingers. And maybe move your shoulders a little bit. Just take one more long inhale. And long exhale. When you're ready, you can completely open your eyes. And come fully back to the room. So hopefully you all had time to spend with your higher self. And of course, you can always just sit with your higher self in your own meditation, with your own music, and do this exercise on your own. And take the longer amount of time that you need. But right now is time to open the lines if anybody is wanting. Again, that number is 347-327-9995. You can dial 1 to be in the message queue. And as I see if anybody wants to come on the line, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about upcoming shows. Johnny Tan, who is my producer and owner and creator of From My Mama's Kitchen Blog Talk Radio, is not here today. And so he would like me to announce his next show. And in his next show, his guest will be nuclear physicist Dr. Liang Ying. And Dr. Ying will be sharing with Johnny his journey from an atheist to a believer. Dr. Ying's groundbreaking twin flame or twin universe theory is released in a poetic memoir, From Newton, Einstein to God. It unites science and religion to prove God's existence. And so for more information about the upcoming shows and this show, you can go to FromMyMamasKitchenTalkRadio.com, and he'll have everything there for you to find out about the show and to join the show. Sounds like one that I might want to join, as I'm always wanting to know the connection between God and science. It's always fascinated me. Right now, I also want to take a little bit of time, too, with each of you to just discuss an upcoming workshop that I have, and it's called Soul Awakening's Heart Empowerment Workshop. And this is a workshop that is happening on July 25th. You can actually join me live stream from your own home or in my own home in McKinney. We have a very small circle of people right now, and I do like to keep it a little bit small. But I'm open to more people online, of course, and anybody who's willing to do this work with their soul at this time. It is an amazing time of awakening on Earth right now, and we're going to be moving through some of those core lifetime challenges. And to help you to release, resolve, and dissolve these challenges, to clear them so that you can awaken to your true self. And what I mean by we is, of course, your higher self, your I Am Presence, your spirit guides and beloved angels, and of course, my divine team of spirit guides as well. And so it's really a time for us on the planet to let go of the lack of trust in herself, to let go of the self-criticism and the lack of self-worth, to be back into acceptance of ourself and acceptance of the love of ourself. Many of us are going through emotional ups and downs as our old emotional stories are coming up for review. And many of us seem to have a lack of direction and purpose in our lives. So we'll be discussing what our soul purpose is as I open you up to the Akashic Records, your soul's records. And there I will intuitively guide you around your purpose as well, or how to go more deeply into your purpose if you already know your purpose, how to embrace it more, how to embody it more. We'll also touch on really discovering the essence of who you are, and understanding also your soul gifts and your talents in a more brilliant way. Many of you will receive mental and emotional clarity and come back into balance to where you feel more whole and more complete. You'll also feel more confident in how to connect with your own spirit, to know yourself more. And you'll have tools, too, that I'll give you for heart empowerment, which is really embracing your clear knowing, your talents and gifts, and your heart's desires. So some of the things that you'll receive in this workshop or energy prep session, and of course, meditation practices. We'll do some energy work as a healer. I have many modalities that I use. One of them is Trinity Energy Progression, so we'll be using that, which accesses the full spectrum of divine consciousness. So think of it as just accessing all that is, the energy that of all that is. Of course, you'll receive messages from your spirit guides and your higher self through me and your angels. And we'll be understanding the laws of creation better, how to work in this universe. There is some energy prep work that you'll receive. That's already, the live show has already been completed on that, but you'll receive the recording to that. And also a soul guidance meditation that you'll be able to use after the event, where you can tap into your own soul's guidance. So the cost of this event is $297. You can also pay in three payments of $100. And you can go to my website to sign up for this. If you email me at marieg@hearttransformations.com telling me you're from Meditation for Moms, I have a special gift offer for you of a free private session, a 30-minute session that's a value of $200, so that you can follow up after the event and see what else you might need moving forward. So this is a wonderful time of celebration on Earth as well, and we're going to be empowered to create our own vision of what we want as well in this event. So it's time to awaken, it's time to fulfill your life purpose, and those of you who are wanting, please come aboard and be there in our sacred circle. Come and join us in this time of celebration, in this time of letting go, and in this time of remembering who we truly are. So if there's anything else that you need or questions that you have about this workshop, again, feel free to contact me via my email, which is marieg@hearttransformations.com. Now, I also want to point you to the free gift on my homepage, which is Healing and Awakening the Heart. It is a great way to stay in touch with my upcoming events, as well as you'll be subscribed to my newsletter. You can unsubscribe, of course, anytime that you desire. The gift is there for you to use to heal. It's a wonderful product for you to move through at your own pace. And it's complimentary to you. And of course, if any of you are wanting to go deeper into your soul awakening, into understanding how to heal any of your lifetime issues, wounds that you may have in your journey, please come into a complimentary consult with me. You can find that on my homepage as well, where we'll discuss what your soul sees for you, what you could work on, how my programs might benefit you, or if there's another resource that I feel I'm very genuine about this, I will point you in that direction. So just a reminder, too, before we close, that you can download all the podcasts at From My Mama's Kitchen talkradioshow.com, or you can go to my website, hearttransformations.com, and go to the radio show page, and there's a link there. We meet every first and third Tuesday of every month at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, and we have some wonderful upcoming shows as well, one on August 18th, where a dear friend and colleague of mine, Cher Kaufman, will be sharing an approach to meditation that is very unique, and it's meditative drawing. So I look forward to having her on the show. For now, I do not see anybody on the line for questions to be asked, but I'm here for you. Please go in peace. Have a blessed day. And remember that with meditation comes an opening to the heart, and consistency is key as the blending process with your higher consciousness will, of course, occur over time. If you have anything that you want to share, please feel free to come on our next show. Love and light to each of you. Namaste.